Yo, what is up, Elite Mafia? It's Rob, MOB Model here. I put out a tweet, I don't know, about a week and a half ago, and promised to do a podcast and just answer questions that users had sent me. I have a list of about 35. I said I would literally answer every fucking question, so I'm going to do that. Now, I apologize for taking so long. We've been heavily involved with some exciting stuff at Guru Elite, some mergers, some tech upgrades, the hiring of Rusty Nuts, which you probably saw, and getting ready to launch a gambling product, a real legit fucking gambling product with podcasts and live streams, and myself and Tommy G and Preston, the sports cheetah, you know, we'll all be very active in that package. I'm looking for it to come out today, or maybe tomorrow, but sometime in the near term, we will be launching that gambling package. And I can tell you, we are going to fire. The other thing that I'm excited about, we are going to do the Super Contest podcast. And so those of you that don't know, myself, Kevin Adams, and Tommy G, we had a Super Contest entry last year, which is, I guess you would call it the premier NFL handicapping contest probably in the world. So it's a $1,500 entry, and you pick five games a week against the spread. And we picked about 75% for a better part of the season. We did regress a little bit, ended up picking around 60-some-odd percent and finished 27th last year. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, the thing with us, me and Tommy and Kevin, is that we're such fucking animals that the calls leading up to and trying to decide, you know, what the picks are and which teams we should take just turn into total, you know, pandemonium of everybody screaming at each other and cussing. And so I guess the goal this year is to record that, because why not just include the mafia and that kind of madness? So that's all forthcoming. Looking forward to it. Why don't we go ahead and get to some of these user questions on the old Twitter machine here? And, you know, fair warning, Twitter is a cesspool and anything goes. And I said I would answer every question that came through. So some of these are specific gambling related, which, you know, more than happy to answer and go through. And some of these are just total, you know, chaos. And we'll answer these as well. So I'm going to start with number one, and it comes from at Comedy Jerk. Do you have a favorite gambling movie or documentary? Yes. Rounders is my favorite gambling movie. And never forget, in the game of life, women are the fucking rake. A lot of questions about me drinking canned rosé. Yeah, it is true. My favorite drink of choice these days outside of bourbon is comes in a pink can and looks good at the pool. Canned rosé. What is your favorite between doggy or reverse cowgirl? Oh, my. We'll save that answer for Mrs. Model. This is from Duke OE Sports. And if you don't know Duke OE Sports, Duke is our soccer guy, who is an absolute, he's as good at a sport as Mad Lab, or as really any human that I know, regarding, you know, a particular, discipline, and Duke is the fucking man. So if you don't have his package, run over there, grab that soccer package. Duke includes bets in it as well. And just does a great job. Okay, but Duke's question is, if you get up in the middle of the night to pee, do you stand or sit? Also, it's a heavy whiskey night. So every night's a heavy whiskey night. You know, I go back and forth, whiskey, rosé. So, okay, that qualifier is not needed. But this is really strange. I don't get up in the middle of the night to pee. My bladder's large enough. I just wait till the morning. My man, at Jim Vivano, what is the difference in strategy for picking picks between modeling and placing them early versus waiting and trying to handicap? Are both viable? So this is a question I get a lot because, you know, if you follow us at all, my main compadre, Tommy G, and I are very different people, but also very different gamblers. So a little bit quickly about my gambling philosophy. I strictly bet the market. So, you know, I really don't give a flying fuck who the team is. All I care about is what the number is. So, you know, if I make a given team to be minus 150 and the market has them, you know, let's just say minus 120, then I have an edge and I'm firing on that edge. And literally anybody could be pitching, anybody could be playing. It doesn't matter to me because my only goal is to get the best number or to get a better number than market. So what that requires me to do is a statistically model, which I do for all sports, and then get down. When I say get down, that means to, you know, place your wagers. I have to get down early. So I want to get in there and basically hit a virgin market before, other sharps, other big money has had a chance to shape and move numbers. So my goal is, to identify an edge, get down on that edge as early in the day as possible, you know, and then just wait and see if I was right or not and got the correct number. So that's what I do. That's what, you know, a lot of professional gamblers do. The other part of this question was regarding, can you just wait on the market, enter late, handicap games, and all that sort of stuff? Yes, you absolutely can. And yes, Tommy G does that, and he's very good at it. In fact, Tommy doesn't listen to my work, so he won't listen to this podcast. So don't tell him I fucking said this. But I had somebody slide into my DMs who's a strict MLB model fan, you know, the style of gambling that I do. And they said, do I really have to acknowledge that Tommy might be fucking good at this? And I've said on subsequent podcasts, you know, it's okay to have different styles and we'll complement each other, to a degree, but, yeah, I would say for a subset of people, it is viable, to do a full day's research and then enter a market later. But that's just not what I do. Oh man. Jim gave us like four questions here. All right. These are all Jim questions. What time do you go to bed when I fall asleep? What do you want or think PT bettors can make good money tailing top sources like yourself? So there's this great misconception that sports advisory businesses like us cannot make people money or profitable over the long term. And I'll say this. So there's a lot of bad services out there. There's a lot of people who have no fucking clue what they're doing and are trying to sell a bill of goods. Anybody who's followed my baseball this year, I've posted picks the entire season. And you could see I do a couple things. My day is exactly the same. I get up early, I model the games, I bet the games early, and then I move on with my day. And it's that same process every single day. So, you know, having an identified process, that people can say, okay, this guy is, you know, he is doing something consistently and over time. So I would say that is one of the keys to identifying whether you have a top source. But the other thing that is a sort of a misnomer, in my opinion, is that, you know, these kind of services are not beneficial. Well, I can tell you myself, and I know lots and lots of top pros, in the betting world, we all compare numbers. You know, so we will look at each other's numbers every day. And there is also a few public sources that I will look at every day, to see if my numbers are in line, to see, you know, do I have an outlier here or there? So to answer Jim's specific question, which basically is a handicapping service, you know, such as Guru Elite beneficial. And I will say that, you know, the world's top pros rely on several sources of data. So even if you are making your own determinations, making your own lines, having others' work available to you, you know, for your own review is of great benefit. What is your daily routine after you submit the plays around 8:30? Do you monitor the market all day? So there was a time way back where I would be glued to my Don Best screen Watching tick by tick on a stock ticker, of your portfolio. And what I learned over the years is that never won me an extra fucking bet. So I'm cognizant of what the market's doing. I care what the market's doing. But now I could tell you sweating the market all day and sweating, ticks up and down in the lines is just a total waste of the day. And so I don't do it. I'm like that guy, the fucking set it and forget it guy, where I forget it, and then I check the market later in the day to see how I did. All right, last Jim question, then I'm cutting his ass off. What else do you bet on during the summer outside of MLB sides and totals? Nothing. Lineup Sorcerer, who, by the way, is the guy behind the bot that tracks when we make an article edit or an article change in our sports betting article. And so you can shout out Lineup Sorcerer on the Twitter for that. But he said, what's the process for achieving that amazing lawn you've shared pictures of? So fuck, let me tell you, I have overseeded my lawn this weekend. I've been monitoring a heavy water schedule for about 4 days now. But my true secret is I pay somebody to come in and manicure it for me. MP Moore 1 with the Michael Scott GIF. Why are you the way you are? And I'm kind of like Lady Gaga. I was born this way. Jake Kiefer. I haven't read these questions, by the way. This is the first time I'm reading these questions. Jake Kiefer. How many longtime sexes did you get? Oh, so this is in reference to, I got a text message about somebody wanting to have longtime sex with me. And so, of course I clicked the link and my iPhone exploded. What's the square root of some fucking bullshit number? I don't know. FF, see you later. Who has helped you the most in being a better plus EV better? Well, there's a sentence. My advice for everyone, really in all aspects of life, is to have a support system and to also have a core mentor or somebody that can help you see your way through whatever field you're trying to navigate. The one thing that I have and am very lucky is a strong support system. And of course, I've built this over the years. One guy is Rob Pozzola, who I've been modeling sports with for a long time now. You probably know his shenanigans on Twitter. And there's a core group of about four or five of us that have been together for a long time. I've also got another group of people, shout out Beeville, that, we exchange ideas daily and talk about the betting markets. And so, having a system, there's not really one person, but having a system, having people in place that, you can rely on day in and day out to tell you, if you've done something wrong is very beneficial. What is the best stock to invest in right now? Oh, man, I gave Apple at $89 on Twitter. And so I don't know if I could ever top the Apple call. I am buying more Apple, even up here at 212. But this is not financial advice. I'm not a financial planner. I have no fucking clue. Okay. Explain to Luke Nordier why you were on the market. Kid thinks there was value in about four games. He just doesn't get it. And this question is from Henry, 6'11". So if you followed my betting this year, you will see, at least two or three days a week in the article, I just write on market. And what that means is I have no probabilistic, no statistical advantage on the numbers that the market has given me, which means that I don't fire. This guy, Luke Norder, who was, questioning. First of all, Luke Norder, who the fuck are you? Second of all, I guess he was questioning why I was on market. And I don't know. I mean, did he know why he wasn't on market is my question. I mean, if you don't have a statistical model to tell you what market should be, then you just certainly don't know that answer. Damon Ross DFS, What's your day job? I'm doing it right now. This is my day job. At JeffB921. Sometimes people don't think the earth be like it is, but it do, so do it. Jeff, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Wise Guy Network, what do you think about Dr. H's MLB work? I have no frame of reference about Dr. H, so I have no comments. Damon Fry, D-Fry, my boy. What's your favorite whiskey? I go back and forth. Eagle Rare is probably my most frequent daily drink. I also am a big Maker's 46 drinker. And I tell you, after you've had the Maker's 46, the regular Maker's, you just does not cut it. Brett Howard, have you ever taken a black light to Tommy G's couch? You should know what you're sleeping on. So this is in reference. I was in New York for meetings in Jersey. And so I, Tommy G actually was nice enough to pick me up from the airport. And, so go to the Tommy G Palace there. And, the guy had made up a little bed for me. You know, he assured me he washed the sheets, you know, all that kind of stuff on the couch. Sadly, I ended up sleeping at Kevin Adams's couch that day and not Tommy G's couch. But I assure you, if I would have ran a black light on it, I would not have even entertained sleeping there. Rob, you've teed yourself up for this stupidity. LOL. Serious question. Live in-game betting. 101, strategies, do's, don'ts, etc. So live in-game betting, like all other forms of betting, if you do not have some sort of a statistical edge or a statistical model to tell you what the probability should be in game, then again, you're just kind of firing in the dark. I will see two or three in-game opportunities a year during the MLB season, but that's about it. I used to heavily bet NBA totals in-game. This was when I would run a live NBA totals model that actually took the game data in real time and told me what the running total should be. Surprisingly, my live outs were cut off shortly later in that season and did not make live betting viable for me anymore. But I will bet second halves in NFL. My boy Slim Pick'em, if you could kill a keg of Coors with anyone, who would it be? It would be you, Slim. Oh, geez. Some of these are just, I am going to skip some of these. I do like this one from Chase Ruddig. Why are you such an old fuck? And so I don't really have a good explanation for that. I do enjoy the question though, Chase, and really appreciate the support. So look, that about wraps it up. I mean, we don't need to make this podcast much longer than it has to be. I just wanted to, like I said, I promised I would do this. So I wanted to deliver on my promise. And moving forward, yeah, be on the lookout for the Guru Elite Sports Betting Package. And you'll be hearing much more of my voice and potentially even seeing my face on some live streams and some things like that as we move forward with the gambling product. Look, guys, MLB model for Guru Elite. Take it easy. Down.